We welcome you to a special edition of the Emmaus Bible Hour. The subject is Guide to Christian Growth, and your instructor is C. Ernest Tatham, one of the founders of the Emmaus Bible College. Yes, this is a special program of the Emmaus Bible Hour. Gather your family around as we open the Bible and discover what God has to say to us through His Word.
Hello, my Christian friends. Once again, it's our pleasure to be together for another session in our course, Guide to Christian Growth. Lesson number 3, which begins on page 17, concerns the very important subject of Scripture memorization. And you'll notice that there are a number of texts in the Bible that are referred to throughout this lesson. And as I say, we want to look these up and read them and muse upon them. And I'm sure that they will support the exhortation and explanation of the text. All right. If you were asked this question, where is the best place to carry your Bible, what would your answer be? The best place to carry my Bible? Well, I suppose my pocket. Or if it's too large for pocket or purse, then I might carry it in a plastic case or a briefcase. Well, all of these are very good suggestions, but I think David had a better one than them all. For he said in Psalm 119 and verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." Ah, David, you win indeed. The best place to carry God's word is in our heart. For here, we can never lose it, and it has its own sanctifying effect upon our lives. How important it is, then, to get the Word of God into our memories and then down into our hearts. You know, back in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 21, God said to his ancient people Israel this, and I'm reading Deuteronomy 11:18. "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth." You see, even amidst the partial revelation of Judaism, way back there in that early book of Deuteronomy, God urged it upon his people that they should lay his words up in their hearts. In other words, that they should not only read what he said, but also memorize these scriptures. Now, when I think of actors who spend countless hours mastering their lines, going over their rules. And then when I think of the all the transient returns that they get for this, it really makes me ashamed of myself that I haven't spent more time memorizing these great truths, these eternal truths of the Word of God. My, how careless we are. If earthly on non-Christian men and women who are performing on the world stages can spend hours of concentrated mental effort in mastering their lines and their parts, how much more important it is that you and I take very seriously the Word of God and seek to memorize it, lay it up in our hearts, and, as Colossians 3:15 puts it, let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom. Colossians 3 and verse 16, it is. This is so important. Now, our lesson today gives us some very helpful counsel in the matter of getting the Word of God into our memories. You see, the more we tuck away the great eternal truths of Scripture in our memories and in our hearts, the more happy Christians and the more useful Christians we will be. You know, I'm afraid that the reason why some of us don't do more witnessing is because we're afraid of being embarrassed in our handling of Scripture. Imagine a salesman traveling and calling on the trade, not knowing his goods, not being familiar with his stock. You can just imagine not only his embarrassment, but you can imagine how very, very limited his sales would be. He wouldn't impress the prospective customer if he fumbled around and wasn't sure of himself. Of course not. And I'm afraid that the reason why some of us don't witness to others more is because of our awareness of our limited knowledge of the sacred Word of God. I think of Timothy. Do you remember that Paul wrote to Timothy in the second epistle that bears his name, and he commended young Timothy because that he, from a child, and I'm reading now 2 Timothy 3:15, from a child, and the Revised Version, the American Standard Version, puts it, from a babe. Isn't that remarkable? From a child or from a babe, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You see, Timothy had been brought up in a godly home. At least his mother and his grandmother were believers. And they made it their business to teach young Timothy to memorize the Scriptures and to familiarize himself with the great truths of the Old Testament when he was very, very young. And, of course, the impact of these Scriptures on the delicate, receptive memory of that boy stayed with him for life and made him a sturdy Christian. Now, this laying up of Scripture involves reading and rereading of the sacred text. But more, it involves meditation. That is, turning it over and over in the mind. And, well, this answers to the chewing of our food and the mixing of it with certain body juices in order that it might become assimilated into blood, tissue, bone, and all the rest of it. You see, as we read through a chapter, let's seek to capture the predominating ideas and memorize its key verses. In fact, you and I should make it our business and our determination to commit whole paragraphs to the memory. And these must be reviewed continually, as the manual properly points out. We must go over them in our mind as we ride along in the bus or drive our car, as we wash the dishes or sweep the floor. Repeat to yourself these very precious promises. Fill your being with them, and they'll yield to you and to me sweet honey indeed. Remember what David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Now, the lesson today, lesson number 3, suggests that we first of all can memorize, and we should memorize. In fact, I would go one further and say we must memorize the Word of God if we're going to be useful Christians. Now, it's a good idea to use the King James Version. That's the authorized version, the common versions, the common version. And start by taking single verses. Perhaps it might be well to tackle some of the great salvation verses. For example, John 3, verses 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. John 3, 14 to 18. Every Christian should know these great basic statements contained in this paragraph that came from the lips of our Lord. The gospel is presented here so clearly that you and I cannot afford to ignore this great passage. And then another text would be John 5:24. That's just a single text. This contains clear directions as to the way of salvation. John 5:24. You better make a note of that. Get busy and tuck it away in your memory. And then John 10, verses 28 to 30, is a great basic assurance concerning the sheep of the Savior who hear his voice and who never perish. John 10, 28 to 30. And then, of course, Romans 3:23 is very well known. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I like to link with that Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Then there's Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And 1 Corinthians 10, 13 is another precious assurance for us as believers. Now, these are just suggestions. We could go on and on. You'll notice that our lesson suggests that we purchase a set of small blank cards, perhaps 3 by 2, something like that, and that we write a verse on one side and the reference on the other. And then as we have a few spare moments, read the verse aloud. And then glance at the other side that locates the verse. Remember, we recall 10% of what we hear. That's not a very high average, is it? But 50% of what we see, 70% of what we say, and 90% of what we do. So let's read these verses aloud and then memorize the location of them. Use every spare moment to utilize for God and for His truth.